I just thought I would share an interesting discussion from a sefer called Shut Sha'arei Tzion. What is it? It is a sefer by the Rav HaKotel V'Hamekamot HaKdoshim, Rav Rabinovitz. So he brings interesting discussions relating to shailas that come up in his tchum. And usually he presents a discussion and then he also sends the question to some of the prominent poskim in Eretz Yisrael. He brings a couple of responses that he got from them. So the question is, what's the status of the pitkaot, the letter, the notes that people put into the kotel? So people write these, bakashos, and they put them into between the stones of the kotel, and then, sometimes they fall down and they get swept up when they're cleaning up afterwards, and they collect them. What do you do with them? And occasionally, it seems also from the way he presents the question that every few months they also actively clean out some of them, so that there'll be room for others. So the question is, what do you do with them? So apparently they were putting them in Geniza, but then in order to do that, they were saving them up for a long time. So there was a large quantity, and sometimes they would get misplaced and thrown in the garbage and different things. So he wants to know, what's the status of these notes? Is there any reason why they would need to get put into Geniza? Or can they just be disposed of? They don't necessarily have Kedusha. So his suggestion is that maybe, perhaps, they should require Geniza because it's like a tefillah. It's like Sidurim. And we treat Sidurim with Kedusha. And we put them in Geniza. And in fact, there's a discussion in Poskim based on the Gemara in Shabbos. Kuftes Vav and Beis, the Gemara says if a person writes down tefillos or brachos, this is at a time when nothing was really written down, so except for Torah Shebichsav. So if a person writes these things, so it's a problem because you don't save them on Shabbos if there's a fire even into a kamaz. Therefore, it's like sorfei Torah. So he says, what do you see that the tefillos and brachos also have kedusha? So maybe this should be considered like a tefillah. And furthermore, maybe it's like an actual tefillah, like just like you could say a tefillah, maybe you could write a tefillah. So that's like an expression of tefillah in its own right, and maybe therefore it should require some level of kedusha. On the other hand, it's not like a siddur. People are not writing it in order to daven out of it. They just write it one time and put it between the stones. So this is the question that he raises, the potential analysis that he raises, and he sent it to Rav Moshe Sternbuch and Rav Asher Weiss. So both of them responded that it doesn't require geniza. Rav Moshe Sternbuch is very, very short response, and he just writes, we put trumas and maestros into a sealed bag and dispose of it. We can certainly do that with this as well. Rav Asher Weiss, a little bit longer response. So he writes, when the Gemara indicates that if you write down tefillos and brachos, that has some sort of a status of significance, that's not midin, the fact that it's a tefillah, but it's midin, the fact that it's Torah. And in fact, Rashi there writes, what are we talking about? We're talking about Shmona Esrei. So that was something that was established by Chazal. So that has a status like part of Torah Shebaal Peh. In fact, why couldn't it be written down to begin with at that time? Because it was part of the Isser of writing down Torah Shebaal Peh. He says, any significance that tefillah has in this regard is because of its status as Torah, which it does have, but that's only with regard to tefillahs that were officially, formally established by Chazal. Something personal that a person writes, so it doesn't have that status of Torah. It wouldn't need to go in the Geniza. How far do you take this? So he has an interesting formulation, and he writes similarly, in a bathroom, let's say, you can't think Torah. You can't even think a formal tefillah. But would you say that you can't think a personal request of tefillah in the bathroom? Of course you can. So in the Sefer Sha'arei Tzion, he asked for a haskama for Rav Neventzal, he wrote a haskama, and he also wrote ha'aras on different parts. So in this one, he has a ha'ara. He says, I don't think that. I don't agree with that. I think you can't think your own tefillah. But Rashi Weiss takes it as a darb pashut. He says, if it's not a formal tefillah, it's not a din of Torah, so you shouldn't say it, but you can think it. So it doesn't have the status of formal kedusha. In any event, he says, la halacha, it doesn't need to be put in the geniza, even if someone would even write as part of their little bakasha some sort of a fraction of a pasuk. He says it doesn't really require geniza meikra din, but if they've always been knowing to put in the geniza, why not? Unless there's a compelling reason to change, they should do so. But if there is a compelling reason, so it shouldn't be just thrown in the garbage explicitly, but it can be disposed of in a different mechubed fashion without being put in the Geniza. Have a wonderful day, and I guess we're not stacking the chairs.